Nika Costa starts the show. Fantastic as always. 7 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, News Talk 830 WCCO. Here until 3, and it's not as warm out as I thought it was, Harrigan. I went with the warmer up top, shorts down below. I don't quite park where you do in La Crosse, Wisconsin, but I have a bit of a walk myself.
Actually, Eau Claire today.
La Crosse is booked. I found that Skyway pretty quickly. I know later in the day it's going to be nicer.
Soft. I got the short pants, too, and I toughed it out.
I didn't go to the fetal position.
Sounds like you did. I opened the show with, I'm freezing.
I'm cold. Help me out. Just could have been a little warmer. Hey, let's get to the big news for the station, and then we'll get on with the rest of our lives. It is big news for this radio station to continue its partnership with the Minnesota Twins. The station and Twins have been tied together, what would you say, 95, 96% of it? they left and went to Hubbard for a little bit. Then they started their own radio station. And they came back here, and Dave St. Peter came on with Vanita today and announced a multi-year partnership. Do I know how long that is? Is it 2 years? Is it 3 years? I have no idea. I know this radio station is better when we have the Twins. And we are fortunate in a landscape where the Twins have other options. My former station, The Fan, is a juggernaut right now. And I know they had deep level talks with them. I'm sure they looked at starting another station again. So we are very fortunate to have the Twins here and on the Wolf. And appreciate that. And after this deal was signed, I now have a different view on the season last year. I thought it was fantastic. I thought the officials cost him every game. The umpires screwed us.
No question about that.
No. Anybody's listened to me over the 34 years I've been in town, including the 16 years I was calling Wolves games. And let's see. General manager, head coach wouldn't talk to me various times. Players wouldn't talk to me. Wives wouldn't talk to me. Girlfriends wouldn't talk to me.
Wives and girlfriends wouldn't talk to you.
You're aware of people who are in executive positions right now who will not talk to me because I give my opinion. When the Twins are playing well, I'll call it out. When they play horribly, as they did ending the season, I will say the truth. And I'm sure I'll bug some people in management about it at both sides. And I have, obviously, this building filled with friends, and there's a lot of people over there I like. But we tell the truth here. And there were some people who used to work here, I'll just say that, who were total frauds. Once the team left here, all of a sudden, their openness to criticize changed completely. Changed totally. That's not the policy on this particular show. When they play well, they will be praised. When they don't pick up on the momentum of last year and cut the payroll, they'll be criticized. When they go 12-27 at the end, they'll be criticized. If they have a great offseason, we'll tell you the truth because you don't want to insult the audience. Well,
credit to the Twins. Their own broadcasters are given that leeway.
100% correct.
Danny, I mean, for years, going up right until the very end of this season, the viral clip of Corey on TV calling that play against Baltimore.
Yeah.
What are we doing, guys?
Atterbury also.
Yes.
That is a credit. My years calling the Wolves outside of Marv and Harv a couple times at Shooteron going to Harlan. And I, why do you guys get so excited? Because we're trying to convey. And they went, fine, do whatever you want. Listen, I would have been calling the Vikings in 1997. This would be a transition to the Vikings, I think. We had the Vikings the first time before they came back here to CCO. And inside scoop, the fan had decided that Dan Rowe was not good enough, and we agreed to terms. I was going to call the Wolves and the Vikings. And Mick was negotiating with Roger Hedrick. And they agreed to terms that Roger said there are four people who you need to get their opinions to change. And he wanted Barrero's column to change also, Mick said. That, you know, I don't control his column, but he wanted my opinion, Barrero's opinion, Common's opinion, and of all people, Darren Nelson. Because Darren used to come on with me 3 to 4. This one, Dan was still 4 to 6 on Tuesdays and Thursdays when he wrote. So Dan was on with Darren at times, so just not as much. And you know what Mick told him? I don't tell him what to say.
Correct.
I don't tell him what to say. We don't have enough of that in town right now, by the way. We have people who carry water in that business, and it's sad. And there's just a few, because I think this town mainly is filled with excellent broadcasts. And by the way, if anybody thinks it's my boy PA, no. Does he get excited about the Vikings? Hell yes, he does. By the way, if they're melting down, PA and Bursich will crush them.
Mm-hmm.
But there are others when you might be watching and the team might be losing, and there's a lot of excuse making, and it's just insulting to the audience. So bravo to the brain wizards to get that one done, and let's hope for plenty of success. The Vikings defense is tremendous. The Vikings defense is the story. If there's any doubt, because of the way Darnold has played his last six quarters and the way the offense hasn't been nearly as effective, the story of the Vikings is the defense. I want you to text or call on any topic today. We're going to get to plenty of things outside of sports for sure. 651-461-9226. Let me ask this simple question. Who is the Vikings' best defensive player as we're about 30% away through the season? I jotted down the candidates. I like to call him Gink just to kind of fit in with everybody else. Andrew Van Ginkle.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm not sure that was a good nickname when he was like in elementary school and middle school. Gink.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. There's another.
I would have gone with Van.
Yeah, there's another term that, you know, young kids like to use a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw his intelligence. You saw his instincts. You saw his talent on another pick six yesterday, where he made Rodgers look foolish. By the way, Rodgers looked foolish a lot. I felt like I looked younger than Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
You're very spry.
I was more spry watching on my couch than A-Rod was trying to avoid the pass rush. So great when you have instincts, intelligence, put in the work, and then you got a lot of athletic ability. And he is used all over the place. But guess what? All those guys are used. How about Grenard? I mean, Danielle Hunter was a stallion for this team. Just a great player. As long as he stayed healthy, he was a force. Grenard had the big numbers game against his former team, the Texans. But if you just series after series watch him, he causes havoc, man. He is really good. How about Blake Cashman?
Mm-hmm.
They add him. Pace was back and very noticeable yesterday. But Cashman had the huge game against the 49ers. But he is an absolute presence. How about Gilmore? Now, Wilson did have a lot of success yesterday. Wilson! He was, I can't, I'm sorry.
Wilson! Wilson! Come back, Wilson!
Come back, Wilson! We were talking about this the other day in the golf course. Wilson! Wilson! Kind of finishes disappointing, doesn't it? I mean, Helen, come on. You couldn't have waited a little bit longer for Tom. How long was he on the island?
It was a long time.
How long was he on the island?
Long time. Big beard. Okay. Lost a lot of weight.
Tim Walls? I mean, I'm trying to get a timeline.
I don't think it was a bad ending. I think it threw you a good curveball.
Okay,
oh, wait a minute. There's another fella in the house.
Yeah.
We got problems now.
Yeah. Helen, thanks a lot for the loyalty.
Well, maybe Helen didn't have problems.
I don't think she did. Think about where the secondary was last year. It was awful.
They weren't here.
It was exactly. It was. I could have got open, I think. Okay, maybe not.
A bubble screen.
You know? But having Murphy, having Shaq Griffin, and then you sign a guy who, he's still very good. And we can sit there and say, well, is he where he was 5 years ago when he was defensive player of the year? No. Is he where he was last year when he was playing for the Colts and the Vikings were behind, I think, 180 points and came back to win? And he looked like me. But Gilmore, and just, you know, Rodgers loves those back shoulder things constantly, right? He's the maestro of that. And Gilmore read that brilliantly with Mike Williams yesterday, mm-hmm. with some good fortune too, right? Great play, and all of a sudden, that baby's in. Let's go with this football cliche. Where am I going to say that ball landed?
Bread basket.
You got it.
Nailed it.
Bread basket. Text me yes or no. Do you have a bread basket at your house? Don't have a bread basket.
No. I got a basket you can put bread in.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot.
It on the table.
I was at my friend. Well, I'm going to get to that and overrated.
Bread baskets?
When you get to a house that is functioning and decorated well, I think I'm jealous. Just saw it yesterday where I was watching the game in my secret location.
Oh, you weren't at my place.
DVOA, Inner Ball Talk. This is what Aaron Schatz started. When did he start that? 10, 15 years ago? Something like that? Since 1975 through five games, DVOA is very recognized and given a lot of credibility. The Vikings defense is the sixth best through five games.
Pretty good.
They have versatility. They got the big lugs. They got pace back. Kamu, when he played. Harrison Smith, who gave a very friendly sack to his pal Rodgers there. That was the friendly. That was just off the side. You're my buddy. I know you're 40. That wasn't center of the back. Let me pound you. Cam Bynum. By the way, the parent trap thing was tremendous.
It was well done.
It was such a great idea and then executed so well. Their defense from Ed Donatell a couple years ago, where, yes, Flores and using people so differently and recruiting in free agency or drafting versatility, and also saying to guys, you either can play multiple positions or the one position you're going to play is standing by me. So to me, the defense is the story of the 5-0. Do you agree? Is the defense the definitive story of the 5-0? If not, who individually? Or what other aspect of this team is the story? And who is the best player on defense for your undefeated Minnesota Vikings team? And could I throw out one more?
Yeah.
Do you still believe they're the best team in football after the last six quarters? Because Green Bay, it was what, 29-3? Green Bay in the second half, but they won the game. Yesterday, what else is new? They're up three scores, 17-0. And then offensively, they were inept. And I just don't think the Jets are very good, do you?
No.
I mean, they have some defensive options. And they've got Wilson, but Rodgers is washed. The offensive line isn't good. Are they still the best team in football? Would you consider the Chiefs now, if they closed the gap in any way? They've led all but 3 minutes. And 26 seconds, which, by the way, here's another stat I found. Since 1970, the Vikings, through five games, only four teams are ahead of them in maintaining the lead longer. And then there's one team behind them, okay? Of those six teams, so the four ahead of them and the one right behind them, every team went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, you're blowing the Gallahorn, aren't you?
I
hear it.
I'm a fact dispenser.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a Fez dispenser at your house anywhere?
Fez or Pez?
Pez, that's right. What do I call it, Fez?
I don't know.
The Fez hat, I guess.
Yeah, I actually have one of each.
Do you have a Fez hat dispenser and a Fez dispenser?
The kids love the Pez dispensers. We've got a few of them.
Yeah.
And I just really love the Fez dispenser.
Are you wearing a Fez hat right now? And do I need help? 651-461-9226. Where am I? Huey. I could go a couple ways here. What is our music theme today?
Well, give me the ways you're going to go. The tune is Huey Lewis in the News, as you said, couple days off.
Bye week?
No.
Okay.
Good guess.
MEA later this week?
No. MEA is next week anyway.
I didn't know. What's going on?
How'd you start the show today?
Twins?
Giving you those days off, baby.
Oh!
Giving you those days off!
Yeah! Let's go! Let's go.
Tune's about getting a day off.
Yeah. I would check in with a couple of the brain wizards. What's going on? Can I help? What role can I play? And often would come back. Don't worry. You're going to get your golf in still. I like it. Let's get to your text. Okay, who do you, Dave Harrigan, think is the Vikings' best defensive player?
You threw out all the nominees, and there's a plethora. I think I lead towards Van Ginkle so far, just Gink? Because of the – throw this one out there. I just made up this term. The splash place, Jeff. The splash place.
What if he wore a Fez hat? I mean, would he be better with that?
In place of the helmet or on top?
No, I think he needs to – I think post-game is what I mean.
Oh, that would – yeah. That could be the new thing. They had the giant hats a couple years ago, you know, the giant baseball
caps. Those were awful.
Oh,
awful.
They were hilarious. Awful. They were hilarious. Go to the Feds. I think we could do that.
He probably would win right now, is my guess. You're only happy because you get one day off per week for day games. Well, it doesn't turn out to be one day off per week. There are days I enjoy those. They're also, I will be 100% honest. I like my job. I know there are a lot of people who hate their job, don't like it. I may not agree with everything that happens in this building. In fact, I will be clear. I don't. But the noon to three confines, including working with you, I thoroughly enjoy it. So if we would have lost it, the Twins, would I have missed those days off? Sure. But the bigger story to me would have been the statement to the market. Yeah. And by the way, I joke about golf. More than half of these, I'm just with Q. Right? And it's reflected in, you know, other parts of my deal. So,
and that first week or two of the season when they're playing a lot of day games, usually something like 2 days off.
Yeah. And also, I have to hang around in case it rains. So it's not like I can just say it's completely off. Too many Twins games, cut it to 100. I don't think they're going to do that.
No, I don't see that happening.
But the season does go on forever and ever and ever. Not as sexy, but the special teams, for the most part, have been outstanding. Well, I'd say the kicker.
The kid kicker being perfect, that helps.
That helps. When he's 25 for 25, that's useful.
You have to sweat out every extra point.
Ryan Wright had some really good moments yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They also had some other dumb moments on special teams yesterday, right? So,
well, I mean, the dumbest being last week, Jalen Naylor.
Yes. Vikings versus Falcons in playoffs. Wouldn't that be awesome?
If the Falcons going to get there.
That would be pretty good. When we looked it up last week.
December 8th, maybe? 9th, something like that, yeah.
So it's late in the year when Kirk comes here. Wow. Thanks, Chad, for the spoiler alert. I just started Castaway last night. The wife gave me a shot to the breadbasket just yesterday. There you go. Without Aaron Jones, we're going to have problems offensively. Things did change without Aaron Jones.
Dramatically.
There will be an Aaron Jones note, an overrated, underrated, properly rated, which is coming up next. I want to get to a couple more texts. Because Hauser, we're giving more time to Hauser. Because we have a marathon talk. We have a second district congressional debate, which took place this morning. And we have all sorts of presidential politics, so Hauser is at 105. The defense is great, but Sam Darnold knows when to get a third down or score when it matters most this season. Another person saying Darnold as the signature part. I just think the way he's played the last 6 weeks is alarming. Now, their offensive line, the Vikings' offensive line was not very good yesterday. But that wasn't, you know, the Jets, Sam Darnold, but that wasn't very good Sam Darnold. Was
did it? Not have a great day yesterday. There's no question about that. But, I mean, six difficult quarters compared to what he put up the previous.
Oh, yeah. He's still exceeding.
You know, 3.5 games.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Chad, maybe I'm missing you talking about the Lynx. I hope you're talking about them. I hope. Yes, we will. In fact, if you follow me on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show, you'll see that when Matthew Collar chips out. We would have talked Lynx with Chip. But Chip's in London working on another story. So Collar's going to join us at 2:05, and we are efforting a strong Lynx guest for tomorrow's show. So the Lynx will be a part of the conversation today and tomorrow. Overrated, next.